This is the audio interview for Kenneth Allen. Hey, Kenneth, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing just fine, thank you. This is the audio recording for our Historical Society. Are you okay with me recording this?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So tell me your full name and your address.
Okay. My full name is Donald Kenneth Allen, and my address is 5166 West Broad Street in Sugar Hill.
Okay. And how long have you lived there?
How long have you lived here?
How long we've been living here?
Yeah.
64 years.
We'll be in August, 64 years.
Okay. All right. And where did you grow up at?
Buford.
Okay. Do you remember that address?
It's on Buford, Old Swimming Pool Road in Buford.
Okay. And when did you move to Sugar Hill?
Moved to Sugar Hill in 1958.
Okay. All right. What brought you to Sugar Hill?
Well, I was just riding around one night, and I come by, and I saw them people building this house, and I liked what I saw, and after they got it built, I bought it. So I've been in Sugar Hill since 58.
Okay. All right. And so did you go to school in Sugar Hill?
I went to school in Sugar Hill.
Okay. Tell me about that. What years you went? Did you go to elementary, high school?
Yes, I went to, all the way through. No, I went to elementary in Buford, and then I changed and come to Sugar Hill, the grammar school, and then I went through the high school and graduated in Sugar Hill from 1949.
Okay. And what was the high school like at Sugar Hill?
Well, it was very, very good. I mean, we had some of the nicest people, the teachers and the principals, T. Carl Bias and all the teachers was just good, and the students we had, I mean, everybody just loved each other. And it was just like it's kin to all the folks I went to school with.
Okay. But you lived off Swimming Pool Road, but you transferred from the Buford schools to Sugar Hill School, correct?
That is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Tell me, do you remember anything specific about the school, the building, the gym, the... I guess your ball yard, you know, anything?
Well, I like the FFA. That was Mr. Corbett. He had that, and that was very interesting, you know, to tell us how to grow vegetables and things like that. I really enjoyed that. And so that's one of the real things I really remember those. I didn't play ball. I always kept score and let them others get out there and play ball.
Okay. Now, was the FFA, was that in the main part of the school or in another location?
It was on the school grounds, but it was in another building by itself.
Okay. How did you get to school?
I rode the school bus.
Okay. So it came by off of Swimming Pool Road and picked you up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you were in high school, what other businesses in the area do you remember?
I remember that Venable store out there it was at the intersection there. I remembered it real well, and I really remember that Sugar Hill Drive-In. It was something else. I mean, people come from everywhere to eat at the drive-in. The reason I can walk out my door and walk right into the restaurant and did so, that was really something else, that restaurant was.
Okay. Now, was that there when you were a teenager, or that was there after you moved into the house?
A little bit after I moved in the house. Ms. Burrell, she started it off and sold it to I forget what his name is now, but anyway, he was there for years. But I forget what his name was right now.
Okay. All right. When you were in high school, what other businesses do you remember being in the area?
That I don't remember anymore. There wasn't that much going on in Buford. I'm in Sugar Hill at that time.
Okay. What was your first job?
Worked for Kelly B. Willard at a service station.
Okay. And where was that located at?
In Buford. You can tell it was a long time ago because the gas back then was about 17 cents a gallon.
Okay. Yes. And now, was that located where the ice plant and the record place is now?
That is correct. It's right across the street from the ice plant where it used to be.
Okay. All right. And what did you do at the service station?
Well, I was about 12 years old, and we lived next door to Willard. He wanted me to just come up there and hang around. So first thing I'd do was start washing cars. And we would wash the cars. We'd clean the inside out and wash them and blackwall the tires and the inside of the floor mats and everything. And that was the one with the black tires. Cost 50 cents to get it washed, and if you had white walls, it would cost you 75 cents to have it washed and all that. So that's what I mean with that, and pumping gas and just stuff like that.
Okay. So it was a full service gas station that you pulled
oh,
up
yeah.
to, and you washed the windows and did all that while pumping gas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's correct.
Did they have items inside the store, you know, like a convenience store does, or was it just strictly gas?
No, they just had like a little thing like had candy in it, and that's about all. It candy and crackers and Cokes, but other than that, they didn't. That was it.
Okay. What did you do after that? After that job?
After that job there, I went to General Motors.
Okay. As most people did during that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you do? What did you do at General Motors?
I was a welder.
Okay.
And so I worked there for 2 years and got called into the service and never did go back. I got tired of running those cars.
Okay. What did you do in the service?
I painted Jeeps and all that kind of, and all the helmet liners, stuff like that. Like when they'd have a parade, our company would get me to paint all the helmet liners out of the same color. And then I'd paint the Jeeps and the ton and a half trucks and the tanks and whatever.
Okay. Where did you do that at?
In Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Okay. And what division were you? Were you Army?
Army.
Okay, Army. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Service. All right. And how long were you in the service?
2 years.
Okay. Oh, you said 2 years. Okay, I got that. Okay. And what'd you do after that?
You know, I come back and started working with Willard.
Okay.
And I stayed there for a long time. And then, I went to General Motors.
Oh, okay. So you went in the service.
I went in the service, I was working for KLB. And then after I got out a while, I went to General Motors. And that was it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I got it. All right. And so you had a body shop on West Broad Street.
Yeah, Hillcrest.
At Hillcrest. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the name of that?
Poss and Allen.
Okay. Money. Who was Poss?
Royston Poss.
Okay. Was he a friend, a relative?
A friend.
Okay.
Friend.
Okay. And what made y'all start that business?
Well, they just kept on. I was working at that time off and on at Chevrolet dealership, and I didn't like that. And he kept on and on and on and on, wanted me to come down and go in business with him. And so I did, and that lasted like for 33 years.
Okay. What year did you start it?
You know what? I do not know. I don't know. I sure don't.
Okay.
It would have been in, I'd say about 57, 1957. I'm sure that's about close as I can remember.
Okay. And you said you bought the house in 58, correct?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you buy the house? Were you already married? When did you get married?
I got married right after I bought the house.
Okay.
Charlotte said if I hadn't bought the house, probably they'll got married.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, and who did you marry?
Charlotte Lord.
Okay.
So I sleep with the Lord every night, so I know I'm doing good.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. All right, and now she had family that lived there on West Broad, too.
Yes, ma'am, uh-huh.
Who was that?
J.P. Lord, and it is Ms. Lord. What's her? Sarah Lord, yeah.
Okay. And what were they to her?
That was her mother and daddy.
Okay. How did y'all meet?
You know what? She was working at a restaurant uptown. And we went up there to eat one time, and it just went from there.
Okay.
And so, and we got married in 58, I think it was. I'm most sure it was.
Okay. Any children?
No children, uh-uh.
Okay. So, back to the body shop. You and Royston started that. You had it for 33 years. And y'all just retired from it, or, you know, what?
Yeah. We just finally retired from it. And then after that, we sold it. And so that was the end of that deal.
Okay. So from 57 for 33 years, you must have seen a whole lot going on in downtown Sugar Hill, right?
Oh, Lord, yes. I remember when I moved to Sugar Hill, I will never forget it. The Sugar Hill City Hall, they had a house on Highway 20. It's really as close where the racetrack's at is on the left-hand side of there. It was a house. And they used one room for the Sugar Hill business, and it was Ms. Lancaster. I'll never forget her. She was white-headed and one of the nicest person you'd ever want to meet. And that's when I started paying taxes to Sugar Hill, and still are doing it.
Uh-huh. All right. What else do you remember about Ms. Lancaster? Was there anything special about her that you remember?
Not really, but all I knew is she was just a super, super nice person.
Okay, so you never had any of the fried pies, huh?
No, I did not.
Okay. A lot of people I interview will talk about her fried pies.
Yeah, I never did, I sure didn't.
Okay.
She was always so nice and sweet. Anytime you met her, she's the same thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What else do you remember about Sugar Hill?
Lord of mercy, all I remember a lot, you know, like the school there, you know, where it was at there. It's, you know, right across down City Hall, it was, the school was there, the grammar school and high school, and we had a big auditorium. And we'd meet in the auditorium every morning to come, pledge allegiance, and they'd talk a little while, and then we'd go to class. And just, it was just stuff like that, and, you know, just regular school. Like I say, there's some of the nicest people we went to school with. I mean, every one of them is like family. And, you know, you get attached to all of them, and so that's about it. did, I guess, on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
I graduated from there in 49.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other stores or anything right around the school that y'all may have went to?
Yeah, Sarah Poo.
Okay.
Sarah Poo had one.
Okay. Anything special you want to tell about Sarah Poole's store?
Well, I don't know. They just, you know, they had just about, you know, the goodies like you would like, you know, and they were also friendly and, you know, just good people. And but back then, though, you know, you knew about it, them, their families, and all about them, and so that's why you'd feel like you were family to everybody in Sugar Hill. And so, you know, we knew everybody, and they knew us, just, you know, good people.
Yeah. Other than Charlotte's parents, who were some of your other neighbors after you moved into the house?
Oh, Lord, that was Leon Tate and Mr. and Ms. Tate and Royston and Glendon Tate and... that's all I can think of right at the moment.
Okay. All right. And when you were in high school, what did y'all do for fun as a teenager?
Well, you know, I did not play any kind of ball at all. And really, I was working. I was working, and so I just didn't get involved in that. Like I said, the only thing I did, I kept score. And that's about all I did on the ball. I didn't play. I let them other boys play out there.
Okay. Did you ever attend the bowling alley or the skating rink?
Oh, yeah. I went to it, but I never did get involved. I just looked because I was afraid of those skates.
Okay. What about the bowling alley?
Very little. I'd go down and watch other people, but other than that, I didn't participate in it.
Okay, but was that kind of like a little hangout for y'all?
Oh yeah. Just that's what it was, more okay. or less.
All right. So, were there any memorable events that you can think of that happened while you were a teenager that you might want to share?
Lord, I don't know. I really don't know. I sure don't.
Okay. And who were your parents?
My daddy's name was Bert Allen, and my mother was Beatrice Allen.
Okay. And where did they live at?
They live on Old Swimming Pool Road.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I just had one sister.
Okay. And what was her name?
Virginia Allen.
Okay. All right. And did she marry?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She married.
Mm-hmm. Who did she marry?
Alvin Haraway.
Haraway.
Uh-huh.
Is she still living?
No, she passed away about a year or so ago.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. Do you remember the Sugar Hill Drive-In, the theater, not the eating place?
No, I do not. I sure don't.
Okay, I'm going to name a few other things, and if there's anything that comes to mind when I mention those things, you can elaborate on them.
Okay.
Do you remember when the water towers were built for Sugar Hill?
No, I do not. Okay. I do not.
Okay. Do you remember the cannery that sat on the school property?
I sure do.
Okay.
Mr. Corbett run that at that time, too.
Okay. Do you have any memories of that?
Well, no, you know, it's just, you know, enjoyable to see them, you know, how they actually got the food in there and put it in those cans. I remember the cans, and people would come in with their fresh vegetables, you know, and want to count them, and they had the big cooker in there. You could cook whatever you wanted to, and can it right up, and so I guess that's about all I remember about that.
Okay. I imagine you were little. What did you go with your mother, or did you, were how about how old were you when you have your memories of that?
Probably, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6, I guess.
Okay, so you would go there with your mother?
Oh, my mother, yes.
Okay. All right. All right, and what about passing Puckett's grocery store?
Lord, been out there thousands of times. I just walk out the door and walk right over there.
Okay. When I say passing Puckett's grocery store, what comes to mind when I say that?
Whenever you say that, I remember Franklin, he would grease cars, and he never would wear shoes in the summertime.
All right.
And he'd go out there in that grease rack, and he'd come back, and that grease would be running out between his toes. Mm-hmm. And he'd ask him who was going to clean his feet off for him that night, and he said that Betty would, his wife.
All right. Between. And I can remember going out there even during the winter, and he was barefooted. So.
Yeah, that's right. He was barefooted. And I'm going to tell you this, he liked his beer. Mm-hmm. And he said, how do you like your beer? He said, I like my beer weather cool. If it's summertime hot, I drink it hot. If it's wintertime cold, I drink it cold. So he said he never did put it on ice or nothing else. And he just drank it weather cool, he said.
Weather cooled, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've never heard that before, but yeah.
He said it was weather cool.
Yeah. And what about the Chrysler dealership?
Butte Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember all of those. Yeah, I sure do. I used to buy all my gas up there, and that's when I was doing some body work, and every time I'd go by and they'd leave a new car, he'd always want me to dust the doors and trunks, trunk lids and all that. Yeah, every time I come by, you do that. So I said, well, I'm going to fool him one of these days. He wanted to adjust the doors on one of them, so I went in there and opened the door and fooled around, didn't even ever touch it. And I shut it back, and I called my truck. I said, try these doors now, Butte, see how you like them. Boy, that is so much better, so much better. And I never did touch it. I really remember that.
Aw. Any other memories about the Chrysler dealership?
Well, no, Donald and James, you know, I went to school with Donald. We was in the same grade. Donald, and so we was just always real, real good friends, and so that's about all that. I will never forget one time Donald wanted me to go home with him to eat lunch, and I'll never forget his mother. She had pineapple sandwiches, and till this day I still remember those pineapple sandwiches she had fixed for us.
And they lived off of Roosevelt right there, right?
Yeah, they were right next door to the school.
Okay. All right. Okay, what about Bice Appliance? You remember anything about that?
Not that much. I don't know that much. I know of it, but I never did... I remember when Mayor and Bice was down there, had his. We used to buy some furniture from Mayor and Bice.
Okay. And just since you were in the body business, what do you remember about the hubcap shop?
The what?
The hubcap shop there on 20?
I don't remember that.
Okay. That was down close to the drive-in.
Yeah, I do not remember that.
Okay. All right. And do you remember anything about a glass house that used to sit in Sugar Hill?
I vaguely do. I believe it was across the street from the body shop there. I forget that lady had it, and I forget what her name was. But I remember that glass house, though.
Okay. And do you ever remember, like, a ranger tower being located somewhere over that way, too?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Any memories about the shoe shop?
Lord, yeah. The shoe shop, yeah. That's where the city of Sugar Hill, on that property, where the shoe shop was at.
Right. Any memories about that?
Well, not really. You know, I do a lot of work, you know, for the people that work down there on their cars. I would do that, but nothing other than that. And I met with Carol Higgins. He was the big boy out there, and I knew him real well. But that's about all that I know about that boot shop.
Okay. Is he still living?
No, he's been dead for a long time.
Okay, all right, okay. You remember cannonballs?
Yeah, I remember cannonball. Had all them goodies. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the people, they'd swarm that. When he'd come in, you couldn't hardly get around to the store for the people getting the things he brought in to sell. He'd buy a new cannonball.
Yep. Anything else about him you want to add?
Well, I remember one time they used to live close to us on Old Swimming Pool Road, and somebody down there had about a 32 model Chevrolet convertible, and he stole that thing, and he's coming up the road, and they quit running up right below the house, and I'll never forget, he started up, he had a knife, he started to turn the switch on with, and he got out and left it. That's the only thing I remember that much about him.
Okay. Swimming pool. All right. And what about the little, let's see, Jan. The little RC racetrack that the Stanleys ran.
Yeah, I remember going out there a little bit. It was Bayless.
Bailey. Okay.
Yeah. I remember going out there and watching them race those cars.
Okay.
But that's all. I never did participate in that. I just go look.
Okay. And do you remember when Sugar Hill had a police department?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Was it Brumbelow? I think it was a Brumbelow.
Okay.
Was he a policeman?
I think so.
Yeah. I remember when we was a while, that's when Kelly B. Willard was into the racing business.
Uh-huh.
And one day we just had to do something. We didn't do nothing, you know, in this. Well, he had one of his cars, it was like a 37 Ford, I won't never forget it. He had one of them race car motors in it. So we come down here at Sugar Hill, and we found the cops, and I was speeding, and they took off after us. And he took off after us, we went all the way down the Riverside, and that through iron, and come up by the American Legion at Buford, and he never could catch us. We just run off and leave him. And come to find out, we turned up there, and he wrecked his car in front of Hoyt Maddox's house. And so I saw him when he wrecked, so I come back down to the service station where I work with Kettle B. Me and Kettle B, and I got in the wrecker, and I went up there and pulled the car in. He wrecked, and he didn't even know who it was, and it was me. He was after.
He was chasing you, and then you went and got him.
And got him in the wrecker. I will never forget that. I saw him when he wrecked. And we went back to the station that he called out and needed the wrecker. So I went up there with the wrecker and got him pulled his car in. And he never did know it was me.
And then did you fix his car after that?
No, I think it totaled it out.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you never got in trouble for that anyways.
No, I didn't. They didn't know who it was. And so, you know, but we was just wanting something to do. And I figured I could outrun him because that car had a real big race motor in it, so in that police car, I'd wait on him. I guess far in front of him, I'd wait on him to get a little bit closer to him, and then I'd take off again. They tore his car up, so the road dead end right in front of Hoyt Maddox's house, and I turned left, and I saw him when he wrecked, and I come back to the station, I went and got him.
That's funny. That's hilarious. So did Sugar Hill have, okay, they just had one police car and one officer. Yeah, did they have?
I think so. That's the only one that I remember.
Okay.
Yeah,
did they have a jail?
No, no, okay. No jail.
Okay.
I think they usually carried all the, had to use Buford jail.
Okay. All right. All right. And what about the volunteer fire department? Do you remember anything about that?
Not really, really. I knew the people that was in it, and I never did participate in that.
Okay. And anything about any of the train wrecks?
No, I don't remember about them, none of them.
Okay. Are any other natural disasters, anything that comes to mind through the years that stands out in your mind?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. What about the construction of Buford Dam? Does anything come to mind for that?
Well, not really. Not really. I didn't go over there that much at all when they were building it. Charlotte, her uncle, would pick sandwiches and stuff and carry over there to those workers and sell them the sandwiches. She told me about that, and I didn't know anything about that, but that's what she told me they did back then.
Okay. All right. And what was his name?
Dollar. We just always called him Mr. Dollar. I forget what his name is. It was Laverne Dollar, and then was Daddy. I forget what his name is, but we just always called him Mr. Dollar, so I don't remember his name.
That's okay. That's all right. Perfectly fine. Okay. Do you have any specific knowledge of gold mines being in Sugar Hill?
No, I just heard of it, but I never did know anything really about it.
Okay. All right. What about any specific knowledge of moonshining?
Yeah, who now?
Moonshining.
I don't know.
Okay. So you never worked on any of the moonshiners' vehicles?
Well, I could have.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd do a little bit along.
Okay. Anything that you want to share on that with us?
Well, what I liked the most, like they had 40 model Ford coupes. And they changed the motors, flathead motors out and put like the Oldsmobile V8 motors out. They had a lot of horsepower, and just about all of them would run those motors. And I would change them, you know, take the flatheads out and put the big motors in and then haul that whiskey.
Okay. All right. So they would bring their cars to you for you to convert them,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, change the engines out on them.
Okay. All right. What else do you remember?
Lord, I don't know. All I remember had Red Smith to catch somebody making liquor, and I'd have to go over there with a record pull of cars in. That's about all I remember about that.
Okay. Tell me about you going to pull cars out. You know, just give me some descriptions of that.
What now? I don't understand that one.
You said you would go pull their cars when he would... I'm assuming Red Smith was police officer?
Yes, he was. He was police officer, right.
Okay. And then you would go get the cars. Tell me about that. Where would you go get the cars at?
Well, I'd go get them at the sales where they was, you know, making the whiskey and... We'd bring them back to the wrecker yard, and then they'd go after a while. You know, they'd come and pick their cars up, and, you know, I'd just pay the fine, and they was ready to go again.
Okay. Where were some of the steals at?
You know what? I do not remember exactly, but
I don't remember exactly where it was at. I don't, but all I remember is in the woods.
Okay.
I didn't do that much of it, but I did some of it, you know, when they'd catch them. And I know that they wanted to go there, they'd have an axe and cut holes in the barrels and let the whiskey run out on the ground.
Okay. All right. Was W.J. sheriff during that time?
I'm more sure he was. I'm more sure that he was the sheriff at that time.
Okay. And he had a body shop, too, or a battery shop.
He had a battery shop. We bought batteries from him all the time when we had our business. He was the one who would buy our batteries from him.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to share with me pertaining to moonshining that you can remember?
No, I don't think that I do.
Okay. No good stories, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Even if you don't mention names, you can tell me the story.
Well, I don't know some of the people that I know on there. Some of their people still living. I don't want to call them names.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You can tell me the story, but just not mention names.
Oh, well, all right. I'll tell you what I would do. The ones that I know, I was working at the service station. I'd wash your cars. And they would come up and they say, now, I want you to be sure and put the tire blacking on the inside. That's when they had rubber floor mats in them. So what you did, you mixed that blacking with gas. And that way, you put that on the floor mats, and you could not smell anything where they've been hauling liquor.
Okay.
And they said, I cannot go out and get my girlfriend and her smelling that. And so that's the way we kill the scent of the whiskey in the car.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something interesting. What else?
Well, I guess that's probably all. The only thing I know is some of my friends hauling liquor, you would never see their car in the daylight. Never. Till it get dusky dark, here they'd come out, and I'd put gas on them, gas them up for them to go on their trips.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else you want to share about that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you have any specific knowledge about Native Americans
being
in Sugar Hill?
No.
Okay. Anything pertaining to the wagon and Sugar Hill?
No, I have heard about that. I have heard that the wagon broke down and they spilled the sugar. Is what I have heard. I do not know. That's just what I have heard. And they said that's why they named it Sugar Hill.
Okay. And that was sugar for the liquor?
I do not know, but I'm sure that it was.
Okay. All right. Okay. And do you have any specific knowledge of the leather industry in Sugar Hill, which would be the shoe shop or the Mobley's harness or any of that?
No, I do not. I did not really get involved in that at all, and I don't know that much about leather at all.
Okay. What about any specific knowledge of the agriculture in Sugar Hill? Do you remember any farms when you were growing up, big farms or any items?
Not really. The only one I knew, Mr. Corbett, he had a place where he grew vegetables and things on his property, and we lived next door to him, and so I would go up there and work in that to get my credits for the FFA.
Okay. So he lived over by Swimming Pool Road with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We were next door neighbors.
Okay. So he was a good example for the youth during that time, wasn't he? Had a garden FFA. What did he kind of teach you in the FFA?
Well, you know, it's just about the growing the vegetables and stuff like that. But I tell you one thing, we got out of school early one day. He told me, we'll get you out of school, we'll go up there in the garden and do some work and, you know, get some credit for it. So we go across the street over to Leon Kelly's. He lived across the railroad tracks. And while he was gone in there, he had a 38 model Chevrolet car. And while he was gone, I was in the front seat. And while he was gone, I would pat the accelerator the whole time he was gone. And naturally, that just flooded that thing. Just hard around. He'd come back out there and he started, got ready to go, and it wouldn't crank. He'd pull a choke out and choke out and just choked it and choked it and choked it. And the thing flooded. Dev couldn't get that thing cranked. And the guy said, he said, well, we'll just have to do this again. So that's what I really remember about Mr. Corbin.
But you never told him.
He didn't know that I done what I did, but anyway, I didn't want to fool with
him. Okay. All right. What about any specific knowledge of the churches in the area?
Well, I remember Sugar Hill, really, you know, Sugar Hill Baptist. And that's where we attended church at all the time. And I remember Preacher McDowell. He was the first one I ever remember to church out there. And we lived next door. It was a Methodist church whenever we moved here. And it stayed Methodist for years and years. And finally, they sold it to these other people. They're Baptists. And so it's still there today. And so that's about all I remember about that. And I remember they had a camp meeting. And I remember my daddy, is right on beside the church, it was a tent. And my daddy got saved there, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was little, very little. And I remember his shirt was so wet from sweating. And that's what really has stuck out in my mind all these years. And I can just see that shirt today. Then when he got saved and finally he made a deacon for West Buford Baptist Church for years and years. So that's about what I remember the most about the church.
Okay. But that was, you were talking about he got saved at the Sugar Hill Church or at West Baptist?
Sugar Hill Church. It's a tent. They had a tent up beside of the church. They didn't have it in the church. They had it beside of the church. It was a tent. I remember that tent real well, too.
Okay. Tent beside it. And then he later went on to be a deacon at the West Baptist Church?
Uh-huh. West Buford Baptist Church, uh-huh. That's where we always went to church after that, you know, because we live ours so close to it.
Right. And the Methodist Church, do you remember anything about that Methodist Church? Was the brick building there when you built your house?
No, it was not. It was white. It's just a wood church.
Okay.
Wood church. They burnt brick it, and then after a while they added on to it, and so that's just the way that it is till today, the way that the Methodist left it.
Okay. Wood church there when he first. Okay. Do you remember who ran that church or anybody, anything special about the Methodist church?
Not that much. I don't. I know they lived behind us, and I forget his name, but they was, you know, very nice people. And I never did go out there. I always went to the Baptist church.
Okay. Yeah, that was Ed and Winnie Camp.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and let's see, what else? So, is there anything else about the schools that I didn't ask you that you might want to add that I may not have asked you?
I do not know. I just know, like I say, it was just like a big, big family back then. I mean, you know, it was just family. I mean, you could ask anybody anything you wanted to. They'd do anything for you. It's nothing like it is today. Because, like I say, it's just a big family, and, you know, the one didn't try to outdo the other, and if you want to go eat with them, you could, and you come with us, you could eat with us, or whatever you wanted to do. And, you know, we just enjoyed it. We had a very, very good group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you miss most about those early years?
Excuse me?
What do you miss most about the early Sugar Hill, your early years?
Well, you know, just not getting to see them. You know, after you graduate, they, you know, usually go their own way, you know. And so, you know, I would like to talk to every one of them today, but, you know, every one of them don't live close by or gone or dead or whatever.
Okay. And how would you say that Sugar Hill has changed over the years?
How it has changed?
Yes.
Lord, I don't know. It's just, you know, we're like the teachers and the principal, thing like that, we respected them. I mean, we respected them, and they did us. And like I say, everybody was so good back then, and, you know, it's just something's not like today. I mean, you didn't try to outdo the other person. In other words, you're all just the same.
Okay. Okay. And if you could tell people one thing about Sugar Hill's past that they might not know, what would that be?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
I know that, you know, most of the people at Sugar Hill was from the Sugar Hill school, you know, like T. Carl Bass and Carol Higgins and all of them, and they had a choir in the church, and it was just Clifford Cross, and just, it was real, real good, and Sarah Young played the piano, and it was really, really enjoyable to listen to them sing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Choir. Okay. What do you think Sugar Hill's going to look like 50 years from now?
Lord, I don't know the way it's turning right now. I don't have any idea. I know where Sugar's getting crowded downtown because you can't hardly drive through it now.
Okay.
You've got to go to the outer highways to get through. If your truck parked there, you have to wait till clear so you get around them. The traffic is really, really bad, I think, in Sugar Hill right now.
Okay. All right. And what words of wisdom would you pass on to current and future generations?
Do what? I didn't get what you said.
What words of wisdom would you pass on to current and future generations of Sugar Hill?
Lord, I don't have any idea. I sure don't.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't know of anything else. I certainly don't.
Okay. I had asked Charlotte, is she there too?
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. I had asked her maybe if y'all have some pictures of the way that, you know, West Broad Street used to look. Maybe if you've got some pictures of the body shop that you wouldn't mind sharing with us.
Yeah, I'll get her. I'm most sure she does.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'll see if I can run her down here.
Okay. All right.
She wants to talk
to you.
Hello?
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing just fine. I know you said that you grew up in Buford, that you weren't really in Sugar Hill until y'all married and moved into the house over there. Is there anything that you would like to add about Sugar Hill that maybe Kenneth didn't say that you want to add?
No, I guess he told you who all lived in this area, if that's relevant.
Uh-huh, yeah, he did.
He did? He told you all that? I don't think so, but I wanted to tell you, I've got the brochure where they celebrated and the history of Sugar Hill Baptist Church, the 125th anniversary, and it's got the old pictures and the kind of the history of the church.
Okay.
And I've got one of Kenneth's class reunion pictures and one of the school pictures.
Okay.
Ages ago. And I think I've got about four pictures for you if you can use them.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other pictures of what maybe like West Broad Street would have looked like or what the body shop looked like?
Well, I've got a picture of the body shop. Just the... It's got a Possum Allen body shop. It's got a car out in front.
Okay. If you wouldn't mind sharing those, we would like to borrow them, and we can scan them, and then we can get you your originals back.
Yep, that would be fine. That would be just good. I was trying to find his annual, but I don't know what I must have misplaced it somewhere. It's here somewhere amongst the ruins, but I'm not sure where. But anyway, I've got those. I got those out this morning.
Okay.
So you're welcome to them, to scan them or whatever.
Okay. I'll call you back and catch up with you to get those. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about Sugar Hill?
Oh, I guess he told you that Sugar Hill Drive-In was across the street.
Right.
When we moved here, and Passatucket was out there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And the skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
And the bowling alley was out there in the curve from Morrison and Selma.
Right.
I guess he told you all of that.
Right. Yeah, we talked about all of that. We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think, Kim, there's anything else.
Okay.
That I can think of. I'm sure he covered it all. I'm hoping.
Okay. Is he still there too?
Yes, he is. You need to speak with him.
Well, I was just going to tell him thank you for allowing me to do the interview. The Sugar Hill Historical Preservation Society really does appreciate that. It helps us capture that history and you know, kind of put things together. So we really do appreciate his time and giving us the information. And as soon as we make that public on our official site, we'll let y'all know. And if you've not visited the museum, if you have a chance, be sure to come down and look in the museum.
Okay, is it open, Kim? Yeah,
is it open? Oh, yeah, it's been open for a long time. Now, it's not open every day. I think Mondays it's closed, but, it's open most days and on the weekends, and our next exhibit is going to be on moonshining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll catch it. We'll catch it then.
Okay.
We sure will.
All right.
Thank you for telling us because we didn't know it was open. We go by every day, but think it's not open. We wondered when they're going to open it, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely. So I really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
It was very good talking with you.
Well, it's good talking to you. Let me ask you one thing. How about Bob?